Hey, GWA backstage, what's up? It's Sunnydale Bound, and I am struggling to sleep right now, and I saw that Jam Delphi, geez, I hope I pronounced that right, reposted one of their questionnaires that they made a while back, and I am always a slut for questionnaires, you know that, so I decided to hit record and talk to you guys and kind of let you get to know me a little more, if you want, obviously. Whatever, okay? Anyway, so let's just jump right in, shall we? Number one, for noobs especially, what would you like to be called? I am very new. I've only been here about 2-ish months, so I like Sunnydale or Sunny. It's really up to you, and gosh, I sound really weird right now. I think I might be coming down with a cold, or maybe just, honestly, I'm probably just smoked too much today, not... Yeah, anyway, so yeah, Sunny or Sunnydale or, yeah, there are pet names that I enjoy, but obviously that's not what this question's about. Obviously, if you're curious, ask. I'm more than willing to share many things with you guys. Number two, what is your most impressive or go-to party trick? I am the least impressive person at a party. My go-to party trick is standing in the corner awkwardly holding a glass of soda or searching for the household pet to cuddle and socialize with instead of the human beings. Number three, what is the first musical artist you remember hearing or favorite childhood artist bands? I don't remember the first artist I ever heard, but my favorite artist growing up as a child was Reba McEntire. I obsessed over her. Being a ginger myself, I freaking loved her. I loved her voice, and I loved how she told stories. Obviously, country music, especially classic country, is all about that storytelling aspect. And for some reason, I really dig that. That's so weird. You wouldn't expect that from my personality or anything. Number four, what did you want to be when you grew up? There were two career paths that I really, really wanted when I grew up. One of them was more realistic. I wanted to be a teacher. And I think that it would have been really cool. And I don't know, I always loved school until I hit about like fourth grade. Then I started hating it. But yeah, when I was growing up, I always wanted to be a teacher. And then the least realistic one was I wanted to be a singer. Oh my God, I cannot carry a tune to save my life. I love to sing. That doesn't mean I can do it well, but I love music, obviously. I enjoy it. I love everything about it, the composition and how they arrange, you know, the different instruments and changing of the tempos and all of that. And then obviously I love lyrics and the meaning behind it. I write poetry and I write short stories and I have a few novels under my belt, and I enjoy finding the deeper meaning or how that song can connect with me and what emotions does it stir up and how is it different from how another individual reacts to that song. So I love music. So I always wanted to be a singer. Can't sing, but definitely wanted it. Number 5, do you have a celebrity doppelganger? Nope. Number 6, favorite smell? I really love, like, I love autumn, and there's that like chill or crisp in the air when like the leaves are turning, and you know that if you step on that leaf on that sidewalk, it's gonna crunch and give that satisfying sound. And like when you're walking around outside in the autumn and it's a nice brisk day and it's slightly windy, that smell, it's everything. Number 7, how did you find GWA? This one is really embarrassing. On Literatica, there was a poster that I enjoyed all of his work, and I shot him a message, and his oldest piece was a few months old, or his most recent piece, I mean, was a few months old, and I shot him a message and was like, hey, really love this, just, you know, you're amazing, your voice is nice, and I made an account just so I could message you, like, you know how lurkers are. I was a lurker on Literatica. So I messaged him. I worked up the courage to message him, and he responded, and he was like, oh, you know, I don't post often on here, but I do post on Reddit. And if you're interested, I have a few newer audios on there. And so he shot me the link, and it was amazing. And I, you know, I enjoyed his work, but then I started to get to know some other posters and really enjoyed everything. And like, reading the comments and just seeing how everyone was so supportive of everyone, and it was amazing, because you would see, you know, self-identifying males and females posting on opposite and same-sex scripts that, you know, were for not their specific gender, and It was such an uplifting community, and I was like, wow, that's really cool. So I finally joined Reddit, and then I made a request, and then I deleted that account because I was so embarrassed, because my username was one that I used for like everything, and I was like, oh no. Anyway, so yeah, that's embarrassing. Anyway, number 8, what's your favorite kind of audio? This really varies. I think I enjoy mostly ramble faps, I suppose. I like that raw passion and need, and just hearing the descriptions of what you want to do, or what you want to have done to you. I really like that. Plus, I like moans and groans and growls and explosive finishes. Anyway. 9, has GWA taught you anything about yourself? For example, have you discovered an unexpected kink? Oh boy, yes. All my life, I've always thought knife play is too scary or too creepy or whatever. For me, of course, just for me, I wasn't, you know, expecting that it would be something that I would enjoy, but there was definitely an audio that had it in there, and it was like not tagged or something, or maybe I misread the tags. And I like heard that, and I was kind of turned off, but kind of turned on at the same time. And I just kind of backed out because I wasn't sure how it was going to go. And I didn't know much about knife play. I was a fool. I was naive. I didn't know. I was uneducated. I was an uncultured swine. But I brought it up to a friend, and he was telling me about it and talking to me about it and about how he does it. And it was nice. So that was definitely unexpected. It was not something that I anticipated I would enjoy, but sure did. Number 10, what sorts of qualities draw you to your favorite performers? I enjoy, like, gentle dom voices, or enjoy when a guy is willing to be sweet and gentle and then rough and passionate. And I like when it's included, like, the aftercare aspect, like, those things, even if it's just a few brief things, or, like, when they're after they've come, you know, like, the coming down part of it, the, even if it's just breathing, I like those things. And some of my favorite performers are, you know, they're willing to try different things. They're willing to be vulnerable in what scripts they fill or what requests they take. And I think just that willingness to be vulnerable or to try something new or different or not what they typically do, it's really sexy. And I enjoy it a lot. Number 11, would you ever consider meeting someone from GWA? Oh yeah, I've thought about it. Number 12, if someone were to write a script just for you, what would it look like? Oh man, all right. So this is actually, I mean, it's happened a few times where I've, you know, collaborated with scriptwriters, and it's always amazing just working with them, and they're just so amazing. They're so considerate and nice and take my dumb little eccentricities into consideration, and they, you know, they make it easy to perform because they make the lines sound like something I would say anyway. So I think as far as content, I don't know, rough, F-sub. I also love the thought of, you know, loving and vanilla and sweet. So I'm all over the place. It just would not have rape. It's a hard limit for me. And I mean, whatever. Number 13, other than GWA, what is your favorite not safe for work subreddit? I really only follow 3 not safe for work subreddits: GWA, GWA Backstage, and Pillow Talk Audio. So I guess those 3. And then bonus, Moan For Us. Oh god, this is gonna sound bad right now, but oh. Oh my god. Okay, that was horrible. But yeah. Anyway, that was the questionnaire. Those were the questions, and I rambled a lot, and I do that, and it's over 15 minutes, and whatever. Anyway, comment or message me or talk to me. I want to get to know you guys too, and I want to be more active and involved in chatting with you and talking with you guys. And the new chat feature is super awesome. It's on the app and it's on the desktop. I can't find it on my desktop, but I feel like that's Microsoft's problem because I'm a loser and use Microsoft Edge because I get those, you know, Bing reward points for having my browser active. Oh my god, I'm such a loser. Anyway, I'm gonna go to bed now, and I'm gonna stop rambling because I could talk for hours, but there's no one to respond, so that's sad. Anyway, I love you guys, and, you know, talk to me. Okay. All right. Bye. Oh my god. Okay. Bye.